Chapter 5. My husband, Han Solo, is missing.
Nora blinks. Husband?
Her lips move to form words, but no sound actually manifests. All she can do is stand there, gaping, gawking at the woman who singularly represents the voice of the New Republic across the galaxy. Leia Organa is a princess and a general, and, most important, a figure of inspiration that few can deny. She stands there, wearing loose-fitting white robes, somewhat traditional in the style here, with her hands clasped in front of her. The woman offered no introduction. Nora simply stepped into Leia's expansive office, which overlooks the coast of the Silver Sea, and tried to control the quivering in her voice as she announced herself.
Lieutenant Nora Wexley, you asked to see me?
All Leia said in response was that one thing.
My husband, Han Solo, is missing.
I'm sorry, Nora asks. I don't understand. If General Solo...
He's no longer a general. He resigned his military commission.
Oh, I...
Leia lifts her chin, closes her eyes, and takes a deep breath. The Chandrillan air must agree with her. Her skin shines. She's like a precious stone, flawless and glowing. After a slow exhale, Leia says,
My brother taught me to center myself, to be mindful of what I'm feeling. A cup to be filled up, he says.
She winces.
And I'm just now realizing that this is likely quite sudden for you, and I'm being very rude. Hello, Lieutenant Wexley. I am Leia Organa.
She hesitates when she answers.
I'm Nora. It's a great pleasure to meet you, Your Highness. All you've done for us...
It's a strange thing to watch, but Leia has this facade, this veneer. It's not haughty, not exactly. A bit icy, certainly confident. A confidence, in fact, that borders on arrogance. It's not as if she's looking down on you, but it is very much as if she is in command of you. It's a command that is as natural as the elliptical orbit of a world around its star. As obvious and as eternal as the flow of time itself or the presence of gravity. But Nora watches that ice crack. The veneer crumbles. The tension goes out of Leia's shoulders as she leans against her desk.
Please, Nora, don't call me Highness. I have too many people who can't seem to break that habit.
I just feel weird calling you Leia.
I can order you to call me Leia if that helps.
It actually would.
Leia again stands more stiffly, as if to invoke a special formality.
Lieutenant Nora Wexley, I command you, by the power invested in me as the last princess of Alderaan, and the supreme high something or other of New Republic forces...
And here, Leia moves her hands about in impatient gesticulations.
And so on and so forth. I demand that you call me Leia.
Nora gives a small bow.
Thank you, Leia.
I summoned you here because I have heard good things about your team. You get results. In just a few short months, you've already found half a dozen notable Imperial criminals. We brought in number 7 today, Vice Admiral Geddi, but something happened. Regrettably, he didn't survive the trip.
I heard about it. I'm sure that mystery will provide answers soon enough.
Leia reaches over and takes Nora's hand.
Your work is important. It tells a fractured galaxy that the New Republic is capable of delivering its own brand of law and order. And it helps us understand how all of this happened. Once we know that, we can work together to ensure that history does not repeat itself.
Thank you. But I don't understand what this has to do with General, Captain Solo.
Leia pauses.
Her face is like a wave about to break. There in her eyes is a war for control. As if she knows it is her job to be calm and measured. But what she really wants is to let it all loose. All the pent-up feelings. All the frustrations of running a government. All her fears and desires. She says the words slowly, carefully.
Han went missing. I need him found. And your team finds people.
You want us to find him?
You don't need to go out of your way.
Leia seems suddenly rattled.
To speak frankly, none of this is precisely above board. And you can, in turn, tell me no. This isn't me commanding you. This is me asking for your help.
She proceeds to explain what she knows.
Han and Chewbacca, his co-pilot, went on some half-cocked mission to free the Wookiee planet of Kashyyyk. But it was a ploy by the Empire. They captured Chewie, and Han barely escaped. Now he's out there alone, and his last transmission ended abruptly. And I haven't heard from him since. I fear he's in danger.
Leia pauses. Her face tightens with sorrow. But again, she pauses, takes a deep breath, and seems to swallow her grief. Nora says,
I didn't realize you two were married. It was right there on the Endor moon, after everything. We had a small ceremony, just those we trust. We don't keep it secret, but we didn't make it public either. It must be hard then, having him gone.
It is. You know something about that, don't you?
She means Brenton. Even just thinking about him brings the memory to bear, like the bloom of heat from a crashing ship. Stormtroopers kicking down their door. The Imperial officer with a writ of arrest. Them dragging her husband out into the night. Her comforting Temin into mourning, assuring the boy that they'd bring Brenton back in the morning, that it was all just a mistake, that everything would be fine. That was years ago. They haven't seen Brenton since. Nora has grown woefully comfortable with the idea that her husband and Temin's father is most likely dead.
I understand. Yes.
Nora says, forcing a small smile.
Do you have any information on where Captain Solo is?
He was searching the Outer Rim, and he said he was close to wild space.
I can send you a map of the Falcon's movements.
He's far enough out there, our sensors can no longer reliably track that hunk of wonderful junk he calls a freighter.
I'll forward the map to your quarters. You can send them directly to the ship. Docking plat OB-99.
Nora pauses, then adds,
We'll find him.
It's a promise she feels ill-equipped to make, and as soon as she makes it, the burden of the task at hand puts a tremendous weight on her. A crushing weight, in fact. But what can she say? What can she do? It's out there now. Her promise is a living thing. Leia smiles. Warmly, truly warmly, as all the ice has melted, and nods.
I believe you. Thank you, Nora Wexley. May the Force be your guide.